The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey there, classmates. Tune in to Middle Class Film Class every Monday and Wednesday for weekly movie news, streaming picks, and one deep dive review.
The Batman trailer. There was a teaser. There was a trailer. Trailer 1, trailer 2. Final trailer? I don't know if it's the same one. How many trailers do we need?
Exactly. Leave an email or a voicemail to join in the discussion.
Bullshit artist!
Yeah, buddy!
All right. You're going full Danzig.
Right, I am. My trans
you have no power over me.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and thanks for checking out episode number 378. I hope all is well with you, and thank you very, very much for checking out this installment of the PVD Cast. Now, before I talk about my guest for this episode, I want to just plug a couple places I'm going to be in the next couple of weeks. First, April 29th, which is just a few days away from when this podcast dropped, I'm going to be returning to the Buckeye Wrestling Alliance, BWA. I'm going to be doing the ring announcing for a big show that they are having in Newark, Ohio, at the Skylight. That conference center is a wonderful, wonderful venue. So come on out and check out BWA. I believe bell time is 7 o'clock. And I also will be doing commentary on May 13th when OWA, the Ohio Wrestling Alliance, returns to action. That big show is going to be in Carroll, Ohio at the Outer Belt Brewing Company. So come on out, grab a couple beers, watch some great wrestling. Again, that's May 13th, OWA in Carroll, Ohio. And I believe, again, the bell time for that is also 7 p.m. All right, let's talk about my guest. He is a gentleman by the name of Sir Sturdy. He does several podcasts, actually. The man is very, very busy. His main podcast is Horror with Sir Sturdy, in which he talks all about the genre of horror. But he also has a podcast called Popcorn and Pints, where he and his guests review two movies and then try to make connections between the two movies. And look at some of the ones that they've done. You might go, what? That's a head scratcher. How do those two connect? But obviously, you have to listen to the episode and find out. And he's also the co-host for the Scary Snobs podcast, which, of course, Jason Taylor was on, about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, talking about that endeavor. So we talk about those podcasts. We talk a little bit about Sturdy's fandom of horror, some of his favorite movies, and even drag racing. That's right. I bet you didn't think that that was going to be discussed on this episode, but it is, and goes to show you that you cannot miss a single episode of the PVD Cast. And you know what? I'm going to get into my conversation with Sturdy in just a moment, but I got to thank the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics because they are a great sponsor of this podcast, and I truly mean it when I say I appreciate it tenfold, a hundredfold, a millionfold. I appreciate their support. It means a lot to me. And if you're in the Central Ohio area, you need to check out the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. You can also check them out online, wgcomics.com, and their Facebook page is at wgcomics. And, you know, check out the store. They got tons of things, whether you're talking single issues, graphic novels. They got, like, hundreds of back issues. I guarantee if you have some holes in some of your collection, Jeff and the fine folks at World's Greatest can probably fill those holes. I mean, it's just a world-class store. Again, check them out online, wgcomics.com, Facebook at wgcomics, and if you're in the area, stop on by 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with fellow podcaster, Sir Sturdy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this evening I am joined by a very busy man, might I add. This is, of course, I'm talking about Sir Sturdy. Sturdy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. So let's talk about your podcasts. First of all, you're the man behind Horror with Sir Sturdy. You're also the co-host of the Scary Snobs podcast, and you also do quite a bit of work with the Z Network. So let's talk first about the Z Network, can we? Can you fill in, folks, what that project's all about?
I can. So basically, the Z Network, it's just a collective of us, of creators. Doesn't have to be podcast, just content creators in general. And me and one of my friends started it, and I was just like, we just kept adding more people and adding more people. And then basically, it's just another way to help promote each other, promote ourselves. Like, yeah, I'm at the end of my shows, I always tell people, hey, go check out the Z Network. There's some awesome creators on there. It's not like an official network like that, like how you think of other networks, but it's just something creators, and it's open to creators in general. Just, you know, talk to us. I'll give you the link. All right. What I do is I'll have the people send me their link tree, and I'll just add it to the Z Network link tree. And then, hey, just put the Z Network link tree in your thing, in your show description, whatever the case may be. Just tell people to go check it out. That way they can go check it. I mean, all the content on there might not be for everybody, but they may find something. And it kind of just to kind of help, again, just to help grow, just to help grow. Cause we all want that. We all want that, for example, I'll just speak on podcasting. Like I would love for this to be my 9-to-5 is what I'm getting at. Like I love creating content. I love entertaining. I love making people laugh, smile, and all that other stuff. And it's something that I'm good at. It's something that I'm good at and that I enjoy. It doesn't feel like work at all. And then to top it off with the Z Network thing, just to go on more about that, just another way to network as well. Just another way to network. Like, it's something I try to do as much as possible, going on podcasts or just out and about. If I can network with something, like, hey, let's network. You have a podcast, I have a podcast. Let's go on each other's shows for whatever reason. That's one way to do it. I'll get you a guest. You get me. Just stuff like that, just to kind of help. Again, just to help. It's really not that hard to, hey, go check out his podcast. Hey, go check out her podcast. Or, hey, come on my podcast and all this other stuff. I think some people are afraid of the word no. They're afraid and they get offended by the word no. And I feel like you should not be afraid or offended by the word nor or afraid. Or, yeah. And the reason why I say that is, for example, I've asked plenty of people to come on the show. They weren't interested. Was I offended? Absolutely not. Was I upset? Absolutely not. Now, at the same time, I remember the people that told me no. So once this gets bigger and they want to come on the show, what am I going to say to them? Yes, but guess what? They got to wait in line to everybody else that said yes before. That's always been loyal. I don't care. And I don't care how big your name is. That's the one thing I'm not going to, oh, well, because you're an A celebrity and you told me no, say 4 or 5 years ago. But now that I'm, you know, now that I'm up here and say these guys down here, they're not A celebrities, but they said yes. It's just as simple as that. They said yes. Like just stuff like that. So it's not like I'm not going to be bitter towards them. It's just going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to say yeah, but you're going to just have to wait and back a line. Just because with stuff like that, I just feel it's the right way to go. I don't think celebrity should get you into everything over loyalty or over, you know what I mean? Just those little simple things. Mm-hmm. That type of stuff can make a person's day as far as going on their show or having somebody on their show or having someone on your show. Like it's such a cool thing though at the same time. Like, hey, somebody actually wants, like that was my biggest thing, man, is when people wanted to come on my show or when I used to, which I need this. It's starting to come back a little bit more now, but getting emails from like indie people, like we were talking about earlier for indie horror films. Like, hey, I heard you're the guy to come, you know, your pod to come talk to and this, that, and the third, because you love working with. I mean, yeah, I love it. I love it. Like if you're going to come on here and talk horror, yes, come on, come bring it. If you have your own movie, your own project, if I like it or not, I will be honest. One, but come on and promote it here. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean someone else might not like it. John might like it. John might love it, but you know, so it's just one of those kind of, I don't know. I just love it. I was always a people person growing up. And I think that's a part of this whole podcasting thing. And then I've always loved movies and like, you know, I have a horror podcast, two of them now. And I actually have a third one. Well, it was my second one, but Popcorn and Pints, which is very similar to Horror with Sir Sturdy. That one, I have three co-hosts on there. We review two movies. And When We Remember, which has been very rare lately, but When We Remember, we try to, in our own ways, like how these two movies connected, which is another fun show. all non-horror movies. These two podcasts actually got me to enjoy films so much more, just because I watched so many more movies I've never heard of, never would have watched. There's a lot of them that were bad. Don't get, especially in the horror. Actually, I won't even say that. No, there's a lot of them that were bad on both ends of it. But at the same time, it's cool now because I can be in more of those movie conversations of, you know, have you seen blah, 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 and da, da, da. Like, oh, yeah, I did see it. It sucked, but I watched it. I didn't like it. I have a question for you, though.
Sure.
Indiana Jones movies, how do you feel about them?
There's been three very good ones.
I know which one you're talking about. See, I'm getting from our mutual friend Jason, getting jokes here and there, because I didn't like my Popcorn and Pines podcast. We just recently reviewed all four of those. I didn't like any of them, going back and watching them. I gave them all really? Two. Didn't like any of them. I liked the second one the most, but still just didn't like go. I'm just like, I'm watching it. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I couldn't wait for them to be over.
Okay.
The only one that was memorable to me was the second one. The only one was Temple of Doom.
Yeah, because of eyeball soups and guys getting their hearts ripped out and whatnot.
Yep. And then the kid from the Goonies. I think that's what connected me to it as a kid, is seeing him in the Goonies and then that. And it's like, oh, this is... But as an adult, I'm like... Here's another thing I said about that, too. The Dora movie is better than Indiana Jones. And I found the Dora movie hilarious.
Wow.
And I was way more entertained. I was laughing. I was enjoying... Like, believe it or not, it's crazy. I know. But I enjoyed that so much more than the Indiana Jones movies. And I know people hear this, they're like, this guy's crazy. But hey.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm guilty of that, too. I get, you know, our mutual friend and co-host, Jason Taylor, loves to talk about movies. And I will inevitably, it seems like, more movies that are popular, I dislike, you know, just because there's something about them that just, you know, a fine example. They still love to give me grief about Parasite. I didn't like Parasite, you know, won Academy Awards. I thought it was boring. I thought it didn't really do anything. Uncut Gems. I hate Uncut Gems. Everybody loved that movie. I hate that movie. I cannot deal. For me, there has to be a protagonist has to change. Now, maybe not a great deal, but they have to be a better person at the end of the movie. And Adam Sandler's character in that, I'm like, you're in the same gratuitous asshole that you were at the beginning of the film. And I hope nothing but bad things happen to you. And lo and behold, they did. But yeah, like, so he loves to give me crap about, you know, oh, it's popular. John will hate it. I'm like, no, that's not true. Just because a few of those were like that. But I mean, still, I'm a little bit taken aback that you, not even Raiders of the Lost Ark.
None of them. And I tried, and I'm just like, so here's why we reviewed them. Here's the funny thing, right? So we had somebody in the comments. I don't know how the Indiana Jones conversation came up, but they were like, I've never seen those. I've never watched those. And I was like, you know what, guys? I was like, we should review those. I was like, why don't we just review them soon, get them all out the way. And the fifth one's coming out, so eventually I'm going to have to watch that nonsense and review that too. But I'm a champ. I'm not gonna duck out and hide. And I like that type of stuff, though. I like those conversations where someone doesn't like a certain movie or a certain actor. Like, I cannot stand Nicolas Cage. A lot of people love him. I have no idea why. But of course, again, my other podcast, Popcorn and Pints. What do friends do when they know you don't like something? That they bring it up.
Especially
guy friends. Like a female friend might be a little bit nicer about it. They may bring it up like once or twice, but your guy friends, like, so for example, there's a Nicolas Cage has a movie coming out, a horror movie coming out. What is it, Renfield? I know supposedly he's only in it for a few minutes, but I already know I have to watch and review that. He's going to be in another horror movie. I don't know when. And then this movie that's coming out soon that he's going to be in, that he's playing Dracula in. He's talking about he wants to play Dracula in a full movie, so I'm gonna have to eventually review that. And then whatever else he does in non-horror, like what was it Nicolas Cage's Massive Talent, whatever that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And next time I have to watch a Nicolas Cage movie at home, I'm just gonna tell my wife to take pictures of my face watching this movie, because we were watching this movie together. She looked over at me, she was like, you look so pissed off and angry right now. You just look bad. I was like, I just can't. It's just one of those things that, and I know everybody has, I'm sure everybody has at least that one actor or actress. You see them on screen, you're just like, why? Like, why are you even in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
just retire, do something different, please. And so they give me stuff for that, and it's fun though, because I can do it back. Like, I just found out that one of my co-hosts doesn't like Shia LaBeouf, so I'm gonna have to put a few of those movies in the wheel. Can't stand them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about horror with Sir Sturdy. What can folks anticipate if they listen to an episode?
With horror with Sir Sturdy, that's a real, real passion thing. Like, that means the world to me. I've been watching horror since I was about 5 years old. 37. Damn. I've been watching horror for 32 years of my life. I mean, that's why I made a podcast for it. But what it is with horror with Sir Sturdy and with horror is I love the art. I love how with horror you can literally go in any direction as far as the subgenres. Like, you could do a romantic horror movie. You could do a horror comedy. You could do a horror movie about a killer turkey, and I love that movie. You could do, you know, I mean, we just seen Cocaine Bear. What other genre can do stuff like what horror can do, and people still go see it? That's what I mean by that. Like, nobody's gonna go watch, for example, Marvel. Say Marvel comes out with a movie with a super turkey. Nobody's gonna want to see that. Nobody is gonna want to see that. Thanksgiving though, a movie like that. Yes, it's not gonna go to theaters, but I know a lot of people besides myself, because I told them about it, and they just enjoy it. Like, our horror fans will go watch whatever just because. We'll watch whatever horror thing just because it's horror. It says horror on there. And that's why I did this podcast, though, because I love the conversations. Like, I've been, again, like I told you, I was talking about it, watching it since I was 5 years old. I don't remember the first horror movie I seen, unfortunately. I do remember one that stands out that scared me, and that was Creepshow Part 2, The Hitchhiker. Hilarious now. Don't know why. Well, I can see why it scared me as a kid, but hilarious now. And I remember just going back and like, hey, listen, I need to go to the bathroom. One of you, my older cousins or my brother, one of you guys need to walk me to the bathroom because I'm scared. Walk me to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, but come right back in there and sit down and watch these movies. Just from there, it just built up more and more and more. And like I was telling you a little bit ago with this podcast now, it's opened up more doors as far as movies for me, but also cons. Like, I've been to, I don't know how many cons now, but there was one that near us, about 2 hours from us, called Scarecon. I hope it comes back, speaking that into the atmosphere. But at that con, that was the first con I went to where I brought my podcast. And oh my God, it was such a fun time. So what they would do is they'll let you come there. If you say podcasters, you get 2 media passes. You have to pay for a table in Power, which is perfectly fine. You get 2 media passes. Or no, I think I got 2 media passes. Did I get a table? I think I just had to pay for Power. Either way. And if I wanted extra passes. But they wanted you to host panels. And that right there was just so freaking fun. Like, I got to go up there and be on stage with, I'm trying to think of the one. Friday the 13th Part 7, which is my favorite Friday the 13th. Like, I got to host that panel. That was just like, oh my goodness. Like, I get to do stuff like this, just podcasting. Oh my gosh. It's one of those things to where I do want to say this to anybody that's listening. If you do want to start a podcast, start it. Don't make excuses. Mm-hmm. You need this, you need that. You could start with your cell phone. If you have a phone, start with your cell phone, record on that. Save your money, put money to the side if you want to get yourself a little laptop, mic, whatever. But start on your phone, put your ideas out there, get it out there. Audio content or video content. Or if you already have a camera, a mic, webcam, and all that, hit record, put the content out there. Don't hold on to it too long. And if you want to start with visual or audio, I say put it out there. No matter how good or how bad it looks when you first start, because you'll see your growth. Not only that, but you may inspire others that want to start that same thing. Or just like, they see you where you're at, say, 5 years into your podcasting or whatever, or just learn, you know, you're learning more about the visuals. And they see you there. They want to be there, right? That's the wrong, no. They should see from day one to, mm-hmm. Let's just say today is day 1,000 and so on, just so they can kind of see that growth. And because this stuff doesn't happen overnight. This stuff, as far as just, and I'm not even saying this like I'm a big name. I'm just saying as far as what I've learned, the connections I've made, that stuff doesn't happen overnight. So people, do not be shy to go get those connections and check out Horror with Sir Sturdy, of course, so you can learn more about it. But like, I'll do interviews on there. I've had, I'm trying to think of the latest bigger name I've had on there. I think the latest one I had was CJ Graham. Mm. But also a bunch of like indie. I love indie. Anybody that, honestly, my, and here's the thing with my show too, it's open to anybody that wants to come on and talk horror. So if we're reviewing, when I'm reviewing movies that I do 90% of the time, you just have to watch that movie and recently watch that movie. Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie No, I don't care if you've seen the movie 6 years ago. Did you see the movie in the last week? Watch the movie. Mm-hmm. Come on, review it. And then it starts with that movie, bounces around a bunch of random stuff, random horror, and gets right back to it. I just try to have a good time with it at the end of the day. Like, I try to make it my, the way I used to say it was, I like two friends sitting down having a beer and just having a conversation about whatever movie or whatever. And it just makes it kind of easier to, it makes it easier to do that than trying to make it more so of like a interview type of thing, or like, I can't even think of it. Like, I don't like to do like the whole, like you were talking about earlier, or some, okay, we could talk about this, but not this. Yeah. Nah.
No, right.
We'll talk about whatever. Now, I at the same time, I'm also not the type of person that will look up a bunch of stuff about somebody. And the reason why is I want to just have a natural conversation. What you bring up about your project and all that, I don't want to sit here and look up, like, say, I always make a joke about, like, so-and-so, oh, yeah, I see that you got arrested last year for chasing a raccoon down the street with a rake. Like, I know people will go in for interviews, just listen to interviews and all that stuff. People will go into that and just kind of pick out the dirt. I'm like, that's boring. Everybody does that. Just talk to the person. If they bring something up, cool. But if not, what's the point?
I always said my research that I've done helps to guide the conversation. It doesn't dictate the conversation.
There you go. Well, for, you know, I mean, like, if it, I mean, what I mean by that is, like, I don't really look up too much stuff, but I look up something about their project. And I just care about the project. The personal stuff, I don't care about your personal. Well, I won't say it like that. But I mean, like, the personal stuff, that's none of my business. If you want to bring that on, cool. But as far as your project and all that, I'll do my research on that end. Or if I have to watch one of your movies, if it's out and stuff like that. But other than that, I don't try to do too much, because, again, I want you to come and sit down and just, it's almost like I in my mind, I think with these interviews and with the reviews, I kind of, my mindset is set up to where it's like, okay, pretend there's no internet and you're just having a conversation with this person. You can't look up everything about them, and whatever they want you to know, they're going to tell you. At the end of the day, that's the way I look at it. Versus, I'm not saying don't do your research, people. I'm not saying that. There's ways of doing it without digging into their personal lives, which, again, steer away from that and watch more horror.
Well, let's talk about the Scary Snobs podcast, which you just recently started. Yes. Co-hosting with my partner in crime, Jason Taylor. So, now, this particular project's more, I guess you could say, news-oriented, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's really quick shout out to the Scene Snobs, Mick and Casey. Thank you guys again. Awesome. Yeah, mainly horror news. And, like, we did it this last episode. We gave each other we gave each other a movie to watch, and we both watched it and just kind of briefly discussed the film. So we'll do something like that. We don't necessarily give a review. We're like, hey, you had me watch such and such. Here's what I thought of it, blah, blah, blah. I had you watch such and such, what you think, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. And then, like you said, the notes, and it just goes on from there. It just goes on from there. We're going to be doing interviews on there as well, because, again, with any horror, of course, but, you know, people want to come on there and talk some horror with us, or, you know, interviewing them for their projects. And it's just, again, the more horror I get to talk about, the more oh my gosh, man, it's just so freaking, like, it's like a kid on Christmas. Like, my eyes just light up, or like a kid in the candy store. My eyes just light up when it's time to just podcast. I won't even just put it to horror podcasting in general, just because I just love it. But when it comes to, like, the horror part of it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is my realm. This is, I know this. I might not know it all, but I know this. I can talk about this.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Sturdy for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are a proud sponsor of the PVDcast, and they're also your one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, posters, a great pull system, a friendly staff. Trust me, they have an awesome store, and you need to check it out. That's right. If you're in the Central Ohio area, just swing on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com, and they're very active on their Facebook page. Just search for @WGComics. And I saw that it even laps over to some other, I guess you could say, hobbies or parts of your podcast, because you do a lot of video gaming that are predominantly horror-based video games, but do you play others as well, or is it all just the genre of horror?
No, I do play other, mostly horror, but I do play others as well. And then like the most of the horror games that I play are like multiplayer. So I'll play with my bro. I have a brother out in Colorado, so I'll play with him online, and one of our other friends was a couple hours from me, so I'll just something like that. But I'll play any game. It's just horror is just something that really just gravitates toward me, man. With the gaming, like I just can't help it. And we didn't have these type of, I mean, yes, we had a handful of horror games growing up as kids and all that, but nothing like now. And I don't even mean graphics wise. I just mean like options, just options in general. Now we have so many options to do it, to where it's like, if you wanted to just buy horror games, you would be fine. You'd be content just playing horror games and you'd be good. This year, I'm waiting for Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Texas Chainsaw Massacre to come out. I cannot wait. If they're still coming out this year for the PlayStation and all those other systems. Do you game at all?
I am not a video gamer. That's one thing I do not dabble in. Let me just rephrase. I actually have an N64 in on my console, or my entertainment center, and my Sega Genesis, but that's pretty much where my fandom ended.
There's nothing. Hey, listen, I'll tell you right now, them old schools are hard to get on, like an old school car. Mm-hmm. In good condition, like you're going to pay for it. So make sure you hold on to them systems tight. I have those. I have a 64 sitting right over here right now. My regular. Like, I used to stream those. I may get back into those. Stream and play those online as well. Well, not play online, but you know what I mean? Streaming them when I'm playing them.
Wait a minute. You mentioned cars for a minute. Can I interject for a second?
Yeah.
You're into auto racing, correct?
Drag racing, yes.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of... I have a friend that used to do the same thing. So what is your car of choice?
Well, I have, my father gave me, and he bought this car brand new, 87 Firebird, 87 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am GTA. So I just run that. So I'll say that and Camaro, those and Camaros, like American muscle cars in general. I just what I grew up around because of my dad going to the track since I was little. So that's just what I love. Like, had he had me on a motorcycle, I'd probably be on bikes, but I'm terrified of them. So that's never going to happen. I've never been on one. I'm going to keep it that way. I put it to you like this. I fell off a mountain bike. I fell off, you know, the other, what do you call the other bikes? Not BMX, but you know, the other bikes, not the mountain bikes, but the other ones when you're a kid. I've fallen off bikes plenty of times in my life, and that hurt. And I know eventually you fall off a motorcycle, and that's going to hurt a hell of a lot more, and I might not get back up again. So I'm like, you know what? I'm good on that. I'm good on the bikes. But yeah, the cars, it's honestly, the track and like going to conventions are kind of like this for me, because in both places, I feel like I'm at home. In both places, like, I go there, I have a good time with at the track, with the people at the track, nice people, talking to people that I'm going to be racing, just getting pointers and all this stuff, just because. And then, of course, at cons, just talking horror and all this other fun. You get knowledge there, too. Oh, yeah, have you ever seen such and such a movie? No? You should check that out. I highly recommend it. Matter of fact, I'll send you a link, or so-and-so over there is selling this movie. It's just, I just love stuff like that, and oh, man. To me, it's the best, man. Like, drag racing is probably... I love football, don't get me wrong. I love my Niners. But drag racing, because I can do it, and two, because my father and my older brother do it and got me into it. And then my nephew goes with my brother, like, he's there. Every time my brother's there, he's there. So I'm just like, this is awesome. It's a beautiful thing.
But it is an expensive sport.
Yes. Andy. If you like, well, for my car is good for street and going on the track. So if it was just a trailer queen, it'd be a hell of a lot more expensive because you got to tow it down there, all that stuff. But I go down there and run when I can. And it's so freaking fun. Like, I remember the first day I brought that car to the track and made my first passes. And my father had to tell me to park the car. He was like, all right, let the car cool. Cause I would just make my pass, get right back in line and just wait for my turn again. Get right back in line. And he was like, all right, you ran about fourth, just let the car cool off for a couple. I was like, all right. And it just the very first time I went down the track, I mean, obviously from going all the time, but just from going down that track, I was hooked. Win or lose, man, win or lose. Like, the first time I ran in competition, I made it to the quarterfinals and got screwed. But it happens. It happens. And like, after I talked to my father and my brother about it, and I knew what happened, I understood what I could have done, what I should have done after. So basically, when in drag race, you put your dial in on your window, you figure, you know, how many seconds you feel you're gonna get, you think, or you, your car's gonna get down the track. And I had my dial in, and they put it quicker. Like, I think I put like a 14, let's say I put like a 1480 something, they put like a 1430 something. And I just thought I had to just line up and go. I didn't know I could back up and like, hey, you guys messed up my time, messed up my time. My father and everybody there was like, yo, if they didn't do that to you, you'd have probably won it all today. You would have won it all. But live and learn. And for that one, it wasn't for money. It was for a trophy. Like, if you would have won it all. So again, not mad, not mad. Live and learn. I learned from it and move on. Now I know to pay more attention to that.
Yeah. See, I have a very good college friend that got into it, and I want to say he had a grand national, I think is what he had.
Okay.
And nice. He spent years. That's why I know it's expensive, because he would, hey, Mark, what's happening? Well, I got to put a new transmission in. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, the faster the car, the more expensive it is. Mine's like a high 14, low 15 second car. So I'm not going to have too many of those issues. It breaks and all that. It's just, again, it's almost up there with horror, honestly. Like, it's just because it's from my childhood, and it's one of those things I just love to do. The Trans Am is never going to be for sale unless somebody comes with a ridiculous amount, because my father gave it to me, for one. Two, I love muscle cars, and it's a one owner. Mm-hmm. It's a one owner, and on top, but most importantly, it's because it's for my father. That's the most important thing. And it's one of those things where people came, hey, would you sell? No, not unless you have a ridiculous amount of money. It has to be worth way more than what the car is worth. Or if I absolutely, absolutely need, if that's my last resort, you know, I can't do it any other way, then yeah. Like, I'd sell my body before I'd sell that car.
Well, let's talk about horror and your favorite horror movies. Guys, I know I can't ask you just to pick one. I know you probably have four or five that are your favorite. So let's hear them, Sturdy. What makes the list in your great horror movies?
Great horror movies. Well, this is such a tough list, because I really can't tell you, like, I can't think of a favorite movie, but I'll tell you this. Like, my favorite slasher is Friday the 13th, and my favorite subgenre of horror is slasher, and that's just growing up. That's just what I've seen the most growing up, is just the slasher. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. This is really cool. I mean, slashers, you get blood, guts, and boobs. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want that? But as far as, like, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you some movies that I've seen over the years that I feel like people should go and check out. I'll start out with one that I seen actually earlier this year. Came out last year. It's called The Sadness.
I want to see that, because a buddy of mine sent me just the, like, minute 30 trailer. Like, it was a minute and 30, and I think it was Red Band trailer. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy cow, this looks intense.
I'm telling you right now, man, watch that movie and be prepared. That, because it says it's a zombie flick on the cover, so I call it a zombie. I know some people call it a virus movie or whatever, but that is my number one zombie movie. And that right now is my movie of the year. I know it came out last year, but my movie of the year is whatever I watched for the first time in that year. That right now is still my movie of the year. That was just, like, intense, insane, wild. So I highly recommend that. For a fun movie, Cocaine Bear. If you haven't seen it, you can ask Jason how much I've been championing this movie. Go see Cocaine Bear, people. If it's still in theaters, go see it. Streaming, watch it. Watch it. Let's see what other horror stuff. The Last of Us. I know it's a show, but that show, have you ever seen that?
I have not jumped on that bandwagon yet.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man, that show is probably my favorite horror series. And I know it's only one season, but just how, let's see what the rest does, but just how well it was with that first season. And then talking to people who played the game are talking about how well it did follow the game. I mean, as much as it can, because a show has a show, or a movie has a movie versus the video game, but that show is excellent. That show is really, 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 really good. Oh, let's see what else. What else? I'm trying to think what I've seen in theaters lately, too. Oh, here's two good movies that I watched from last year. Pearl and X.
I watched X.
What did you think?
I grade my movies. I gave it a C. I didn't think it was terrible. I loved the vibe of it. Like, I felt like this is a really cool, like, feels like a 70s film. I did not like the old people. Like, I felt like there was a disconnect in why are they doing what they're doing? And then you find out, well, there's a prequel coming. Oh, okay. But yes. I felt like sturdy. I was like, okay, why are they doing what they're doing? And I'm trying not to ruin it for anybody that hasn't seen it. But I was like, eh.
I'll tell you this. Pearl answers a lot. And Pearl will make you like X more because Pearl answers a lot. Then you're just like, oh, now I see why they're...
Yeah.
Now I see what's going on. But those two movies I really, really enjoyed. I cannot wait for Maxine to come out. I'm trying to think of other movies. There's so many freaking movies I've watched over the over the years that it's just like, I won't even say favorites, but just some that stick out to you right now. Stick out to you.
I'm a Jaws guy. I like Jaws. The original.
Yeah.
The sequels, no. It scared me as a kid. I appreciate it. I also, because to me, the very first Halloween is very well done because it's more suspenseful mm-hmm. than hack and slash. And I like that. I like suspense. That's my, okay. You know. One of my favorite comedies is Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
That's fun. I just recently seen that. I don't remember when. Probably some. I think sometime last year we reviewed that one. That was a fun, funny movie, though. That was a fun
Audition is a crazy one.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you mentioned that movie. That movie is wild. And on that, I'll say Asian horror because I'm not sure. I love Asian horror. That, oh my good. They just take it to another level of extreme. The Sadness is a great example.
Yeah. Train to Busan. I liked Train to Busan. And then Peninsula. That was the follow-up, I think.
I did not watch Peninsula yet. Train to Busan was awesome. If you like Train to Busan, if you like or love Train to Busan, you should like or love The Sad. Like, Train to Busan was my favorite zombie flick until I seen this one.
I'm trying to think of other ones. Hitchcock. There's a whole list of films there that I'm a big fan of Hitchcock. Although my favorite is not necessarily a horror movie. I love I Confess, which is more of a mystery.
Okay.
At least I claim for Hitchcock. So, but I mean, The Birds and Psycho, you know, you got to give props to those, you know. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else on my watch list that I.
It's tough to like think like that's the one. Like, you guys, my favorite sports team, my favorite color. That's easy. But my favorite movies, because I'm more so, I think for me, there's a couple of things now. One is because the podcast is kind of hard to choose a favorite because I have to watch so many. And then mm-hmm. two, I'm like, I'm one of those to where it's like, okay, so in October, I'm watching not necessarily Halloween, the movie, but I'm trying to find more like Halloween themed horror movies, Christmas, you know, December Christmas theme. So that's like what I'm in the mood for. Friday the 13th, all that kind of stuff. Yes, there's more that I like, there's some I like more than others. There's some I can't stand and all that, but I don't think I really have a favorite movie, to be honest. I have a favorite slasher, Jason. Second favorite slasher is Art the Clown, Terrifier. Just because, again, the brutalness, the gore, I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. This is all, and it brings me back, the style with Art the Clown, Terrifier, is it brings me back to like that 80s slasher, just the way they do things in it. And I wish they would do that more with some of these slashers, especially when they're doing like the remakes and the reboots. Like, okay, I'm understanding you're doing the remake or the reboot, but instead of making it look like it's in 2023, why don't we make it look like it's in the 80s? That's the way we all loved it. And it kind of takes the fear out. These things right here, take the fear out of those, not all horror, but I'm just saying for like the slashers, like the Jasons and all that. It's not the same when you don't have this device. You got to go get the cabin phone and hope that it didn't get cut off by Jason or something like that. Take the fear and the fun out of it. I like that campy cheesiness.
Okay, speaking of which, I just clicked. I forgot about a couple of movies because I have them. I bought them on DVD. Are you familiar with El Santo Films?
El Santo? No.
El Santo. He was like the Mexican Hulk Hogan. Okay. Oh. And he did a bunch of movies, and I got a couple. So one of my favorites is El Santo and Blue Demon versus Dracula and the Wolfman. And they're hokey as hell, and they are really, really cheesy. But I dig that one. That one is really good. It's a two-pack. The second one, Sturdy, is not as good. It's El Santo versus Dracula's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good. But the other one is fantastic. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's over the top. It's everything that you could want in one of those type of films. So,
and that right there, man, that's what I was talking about earlier with the whole, with like horror, you'll watch anything and be fine with it. But other genres, you're like, okay, why is this going on here?
Why are there two mass luchadors running around San Francisco? Why? Yeah.
Exactly. Versus a horror movie, you're like, oh, for some reason, this kind of makes sense. Or we'll question some weird stuff in horror. Like, yo, how did he get up? Or how's he not dead yet? Like, yo, you don't question Jason getting shot 47 times. we don't ever question stuff like that ever. It's just that's just Jason. That's just what he does.
All right, let's start wrapping things up, Sturdy. So let's talk about where folks can find you. Social media, websites, Linktree, all that stuff.
Okay, so I'll start with Horror Research 30. Easiest thing I'll say to people, just go to horrorresearch30.com, and right there you can get all my links are right in there. Actually, all my audios and visuals are there. They're not there live. Like when I'm doing a live, you have to go on the Facebook or the YouTube channel. But again, you go to the website and you can get all that from right there. For Popcorn and Pints, which if you want, I can send you the link. I have a link tree for Popcorn and Pints, and I can send you a link for the Scene Snobs as well, the Scary Snobs.
Okay.
And people just go over the Scary Snobs, go to the Scene Snobs, look at that playlist for the Scary Snobs and check us out over there, but also check out the Scene Snobs because they got some awesome content from great guys. And Popcorn and Pints, again, Facebook, YouTube. I'll send you the link tree because I forgot. We're all over the place with these things. Okay, so with Popcorn and Pints, so I'll say this. We have like 50 episodes out on audio. Visual, we have whatever number. We're up to 100 and something. It's just the audios. I'm just like, I got to get those caught up. I will eventually.
And you know what? I feel like I need to give a quick shout out to Mick and Casey as well because those guys are fantastic. Always enjoy their content. Always enjoy talking to them and whatnot. So they're world-class dudes.
They're amazing. They're amazing. But yeah, people, horrorresearch30.com, and you can get all of that stuff. I mean, and just going to horrorresearch30.com and watching something from Horror Resource 30, you're going to get, because I always mention the Z Network, I always mention Popcorn and Pint, so you're going to get those. You're going to get the Scene Snobs anyway. But again, go to the Scene Snobs YouTube channel, go to the scenesnobs.com, go to horrorresearch30.com, and go check out Popcorn and Pints on YouTube. And you guys have a great time. Trust me. Great time with some immature adult males. That's usually how it goes, right?
Yes. All right, with that, Sir Sturdy, thank you very much, man, for sitting down and chatting with me. It's been fun.
I'm gonna have to get you on any of the shows you come on, man.
Okay, you got it. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Sir Sturdy, talking about his various different podcasting projects, his fandom of horror, drag racing, a whole lot of great topics were discussed, and I hope that you enjoyed our conversation. And let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you maybe have a comment about this episode or any episode for that matter. First of all, you could shoot me an email if you want. johnorlando@pvdcast.com is my email address. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. Or you can leave me a message over on the Facebook or Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And maybe you want to let some folks know where they can hear this great podcast. Well, there's a bunch of avenues for that. First, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the best place to get all of the episodes. But you can also find the PVDcast through all those major podcasting outlets. Just go to your favorite podcasting app, go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And since we're talking about those outlets and those apps, I need you to rate and review if you listen to an episode because it helps me out in the algorithm. Obviously, subscribing as well makes it so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. But there's even a couple more avenues where you can hear this great podcast. First of all, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a little Facebook Live broadcast. through the Facebook page. And it's a lot of fun, so you can check it out there. And as I've been mentioning for the last several weeks and almost several months now, I am a member of the Croc Radio family. CROC Radio out of British Columbia has picked up the PVD cast, and I appreciate it so much to be part of the family. So if you're into internet radio, just find CROC. They're on all those major outlets, and you can listen to the PVD cast as well through that fine, fine radio station. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you one more time for checking out this episode of the PVD cast. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2023.